Now, last Friday, you met Melissa Ruffino, and she shared her story of dealing with leukemia and the search for a bone marrow stem cell donor, and her own miracle, a 21-year-old named Krissa Sagona, who, as Melissa says, frankly, saved her life. If you missed last Friday's show, here's Melissa again. But stay tuned, because tomorrow is a really, really great opportunity for you to be someone's miracle.
Back in October of 2014, I was diagnosed with leukemia. That was after months of just feeling exhausted and bruising easily and different things. And I had been tested for leukemia about 3 months earlier. I immediately next day was whisked away to UT Southwestern. That day, they put me in a hospital and I started chemo the next day. After three rounds of chemo in roughly 93 days, in the hospital, I received a bone marrow transplant, stem cell transplant. After they looked at the type of leukemia that I had, AML, they then went through and figured out what was my genetic mutation, what caused the leukemia. And the kind of genetic mutation I found or that I had, they realized that they could not cure it with chemo alone. I would go in remission, and it's not the same with leukemia as far as remission and other type of cancers. They knew it would come back. So I had to have a stem cell transplant. So they decided to run me through a national bone marrow registry. When it came back, I had 75 people in the world that matched me. And I'm here to tell you that is very, very rare.
And like we said, 21-year-old Krissa Sagona from Staten Island, New York, was the one that Melissa chose. So there's the story, the short part of it, and what a great one it is. But paying it forward is what it's all about as far as Melissa Ruffino is concerned. And tomorrow from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock at the office of Cherry Ruffino on Texas Avenue near University, well, I'll let Melissa tell you.
Be the Match is the organization that I went through to get the stem cell transplant. They have access to the National Donor Registry. And so Jennifer's going to be there basically educating people. There's a huge myth that donating hurts, and it doesn't. And we want to tell you that they have revamped how you donate now. And all you have to do is she'll be there to have you fill out some paperwork and swab your cheek, and then you'll be in the registry for life. We're really looking for people ages 18 to 44.
Yeah, you could be like one of those 75 who has a chance to save someone's life.
I did a drive back last February at the Chi Omega House at Texas A&M. I used to be a Chi Omega. And we have just now had our first person who has passed everything, and she is going to donate and going to save someone's life, which is wonderful. And this drive that we're doing, I really want it to be, it's usually in honor of the recipient. I'd love it to be in honor of my donor, Krissa Sagona, who's going to be here.
So there you go. If you're between ages 18 and 44, 10 o'clock to 1 p.m., tomorrow at the office of Cherry Ruffino on Texas Avenue near University, that's 411 South Texas. You can get on that registry. You can meet Melissa and meet Krissa, who's going to be here from her home in Staten Island, New York. And remember, like Melissa said, it does not hurt. They don't stick you. They swab your cheek, that's all. So that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville.